Chapter 75, Hikahi. Since nightfall, she had hunted for the refugees, first slowly and cautiously, then with growing desperation. There came a point when she threw caution away and began broadcasting a sonar beacon for them to home in on. Nothing. There were Fen out there, but they ignored her totally. Only after entering the maze did she get a good fix on the sound. Then she realized that one of the Fen was desperately crazy, and that both were engaged in ritual combat, closing out all the universe until the battle was over. Of all the things that could have happened, this stunned Hikahi most of all. Ritual combat? Here? What did this have to do with the silence from Streaker? She had an uneasy feeling that this ritual battle was to the death. She set the sonar on automatic and let the skiff guide itself. She napped, letting one hemisphere and then the other go into alpha state as the little ship slid through the narrow channels, always headed northeastward. She snapped out of a snooze to the sound of a loud buzzer. The skiff was stopped. Her instruments showed traces of cetacean movement just beyond a sheer shelf of metallic rock, heading slowly westward. Hikahi activated the hydrophones. "Whoever you are," her voice boomed through the water, "come out at once." There was a faint, query sound, a weary, confused whistle. "This way, idiot. Follow my voice." Something moved out from a broad channel between islands. She snapped on the skiff's spotlights. A gray dolphin blinked back in the sharp glare. "Kipiru!" Hikahi gasped. The pilot's body was a mass of bruises, and one side bore a savage burn, but he smiled nevertheless. "Ah, the gentle rains, dear lady, for you to come here and rescue me." The smile faded like a quenched fire, and his eyes rolled. Then, on pure instinct, his half-unconscious body rose to the surface to drift until she came for him.